In towns across Vermont, discussions about race and free speech are happening at a very local level, often within the Zoom meetings of the town's select board. The debates might spring up as a board develops a public art policy or decides which signs can go up in public places. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, the conversations around the state have not always been easy.
In Putney, it started with a request to paint a Black Lives Matter mural in town. And it took more than 2 months to come up with a plan after there was pushback about the town's role in supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Putney Select Board member Josh Lachlan said it's been a learning experience for everyone.
I've always considered Select Board is what we do is run the business of the town. And so having these conversations at the Select Board level is a new arena, and it's challenging because it's so personal.
Discussions grew more emotional after a suggestion to paint the mural in front of the elementary school. Then it came to a head after the town manager reposted a Facebook page that said All Lives Matter. That led to a confrontation with the president of the Windham County NAACP at a select board meeting. Lachlan has been on the board for 14 years, and he's sat through plenty of meetings where passions have run high. But he says past debates about cell phone towers or gravel pits or protecting wetlands are nothing compared to all of this.
It's not easy, but a change like we're looking at is not easy. So, you know, if we're not participating, then we're, I think, turning a blind eye to the changes that are absolutely happening and should be happening.
The Putney town manager eventually apologized for her Facebook post, and the mural was painted in front of the town's elementary school this past weekend. Stefan Gillum is the Windham County NAACP president, who questioned the town manager at an open meeting earlier this month. And Gillum says select board meetings are important platforms to challenge local governments and support people in those communities who are trying to make change.
These conversations usually start from one or two issues. For us, it was a mural. And it is now time to talk about those things. It is now time to say that these are the local governments that we have decided will represent us. And we have to figure out a way to hold them accountable and have these conversations. And I would discourage anyone from thinking about issues of diversity and inclusion as disconnected, because they're not.
The long and often emotional debate in Putney is just one indication of how conversations about racism and free speech are playing out at municipal meetings across Vermont. In Moncton, the town took down a Black Lives Matter sign after a request was made to put up an All Lives Matter one. And in Montpelier, the city council rejected a request to paint Liberty and Justice for All along a BLM mural downtown.
We are hearing from select boards that they want to learn more about what is happening elsewhere and how they go about having the conversations in their community.
Maura Carroll is director of the Vermont League of Cities and Towns. And she says while the league can help towns find diversity trainers or suggest templates for public art guidelines, these discussions bring up issues that can easily stray beyond municipal policies.
This seems, even though it's only been months that people are talking about it, it seems that people are much more engaged. And so when there are things like these issues that have the potential to tear communities apart, it's really important to be able to have conversations.
The Dover Select Board this month heard from John Liddy of the Green Mountain Conservative Group, which held a Republican meet-and-greet event in town this summer. At that event, someone painted MAGA on a public road. MAGA is short for Make America Great Again, and it's a campaign slogan used by President Trump. The MAGA painting happened at the same time graffiti was showing up in the region, including a swastika, and Dover police responded. The Dover Select Board later approved a statement condemning all hate speech. So Liddy said he went to a board meeting recently to make sure his group wasn't associated with hateful graffiti.
You know, we understand what hate speech is, and this isn't it. You know, Make America Great Again, I understand some people interpret as white supremacist or racist simply because of the person who's using the slogan. but so many other presidents have used that slogan.
Liddy says towns are adopting double standards by allowing Black Lives Matter murals, but denying groups like his the ability to publicly display messages. And he says the Green Mountain Conservative Group will continue to attend local meetings to challenge select boards on how to make decisions about what to allow in public spaces.
If there is going to be one point of view, there needs to be another. That's free speech. That's the First Amendment at its best. Now, there are a number of select boards, I think, who don't agree with that, that would rather not entertain a different point of view in their town.
Anti-Black Lives Matter graffiti showed up in a handful of towns this summer. And select boards in Dover, as well as in Londonderry and Jamaica, addressed it head-on by issuing public statements. But in Newfane, the board did not issue a statement until a group of residents got a petition together.
This is our Newfane Select Board meeting, our regular meeting. Today is September 21st.
Dozens of supporters of a statement condemning hate speech and prejudice attended two virtual meetings in September. But longtime Newfane resident Sidney Johnson argued against the select board getting involved.
I detest somebody putting any kind of a sign up that's hateful. But I don't think that is the role of the Board of Selectmen. I think that it is the role of the community of Newfane to take on this.
The conversation went on for more than an hour at each of the two meetings, with mostly supporters speaking up about the select board issuing a statement. Mamadou Cisse lives in Newfane and said he's felt safe here in Vermont for 13 years as a Black man living in a mostly white state. But he says when racist graffiti is painted on the streets of your town, it's hard for him to ignore it.
I've never felt unsafe until maybe I'm having a little concern now that this thing is coming out about racism or
the graffiti.
Graffiti, you know. Those things are, you know, pretty frightening as a Black man who's been living here for over 10 years.
After two meetings, the Newfane Select Board unanimously approved a statement condemning hate speech in their town. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.